Then Mahasankarsan, Parabhyam Narayan, then Karnadasai Vishnu, Garbhodasai Vishnu, Kirodasai Vishnu, who is always here, everywhere. He is Vishnu. But why Vishnu? Here, in Grihastha Ashram. If he will be pleased, he will give us money. He will give us mukti, liberation. He can give us heavenly, all kinds of happiness. He can do something. Only to please him, not to please him, but to take something. We serve cows, why? Or to take milk. If the cow will not give milk, you will not serve. So they are serving Vishnu. For what? For liberation, for heavenly planet's happiness, for here to be happy. So Mahaprabhu told what? Actually this is not internal thing. It is external. You should go on. You should here remember one thing. It is like this. Can you explain? Gita ka sansar? You should come and hear. And stand up and... Come here. You should very carefully hear. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana. I was seeing some were doing like this, yawning, and some were like sleeping. Don't sleep. I've come with very good sweet nectar. And if you are sleeping, what to do? I will take it and return to India in Vrindavan. So don't sleep. Also, you hear this story, very powerful.
Once there was a guru and there was a disciple. And this disciple was serving his guru in many ways, and he was also taking education in different scriptures and getting trained in following especially, the Vedic culture.
Especially Gita he was.
Especially he was studying Bhagavad Gita. Every day he would take his lessons and then make his notes, and very sincerely he would try to understand what his Gurudev was trying to mean when he was explaining the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. After due course of time, when his course was completed, he bowed down to his Gurudev and then he requested for his blessing so that he can leave from there and he can preach the message of Bhagavad Gita in different parts of the world. So his Gurudev was very happy to hear that disciple has growing up and he wants to preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. So he told him, very good, but you should make sure that whenever you are in trouble, you please remember me. And every day you should must serve Bhagavad Gita before you try to preach to others. And try to take the essence of Bhagavad Gita in your life. And this way your life will be successful. Taking this blessing from his Gurudev, the disciple went and traveling from village to village, he was preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita. Then, near one village, he decided that he would stay for some days. And
on the bank of a very beautiful river and beautiful forest.
He decided that he will stay there for some days and he will give classes on Bhagavad Gita. When local people, they heard that one nice sadhu has come and he is speaking on the message of Bhagavad Gita, they were all very inspired to hear the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, so they would come every day and hear patiently to his classes. And also they would bring some gifts so that he could maintain himself. So he was very peaceful and happy imparting the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. But sometimes when he would go to the river to take bath or to some nearby places, and he would spend his time outside his cottage, and when come back, then he noticed after some days that the Bhagavad Gita, which he used to read every day, some pages or corner of that book was bitten by a rat. So, noticing this, he became very distressed and very unhappy. Oh, this book, this transcendental literature is my life and soul, and now this drab is eating it. So he was very upset and morose. What shall he do? When he was in such anxiety, a person came from the village and saw that this sadhu was in anxiety. Then he inquired, what is the cause? And after knowing the cause, he advised that, I have a solution that you can work on and then this problem will be solved. So the sadhu inquired, what do you suggest? And this man replied, well, if you keep a cat with you, then by keeping the cat, this rat will not come and he will disappear. So sadhu was very happy to hear this advice. He said, very good, very good. But where will I get cat? He said, you don't worry, I'll arrange a cat for you. He said, okay. The next day this man brought a cat, and the cat was there, and because cat was there, so there's no question of rat, they were not there. But now there was another problem. And what was this problem? That cat needs to eat something, some milk is required for cat. So now he was again in anxiety, how can I maintain the cat? And when he was in this anxiety, the man again comes and he sees him in anxiety and he said, oh, I know what is your problem. He said, so what's the suggestion? He said, the suggestion is you should have a cow. If you have a cow, then cow will give you milk every day and your cat will be healthy and then no problem.
You can take also yourself milk, no harm.
So the sadhu was very happy because he had a cat, now he'll have a cow, and cow will give milk and everything will be okay. After some days, again he was not very happy and he was again in some anxiety. And what was the anxiety? He was noticing that now cow has to eat something also. So he has to provide grass for the cow,
and it gets 2-3 children also.
Calves. So how to look after them? And if they doesn't take care of them, then the calf will drink whole milk and then nothing will be left for the cat. So then he was in very great anxiety. Then this man again comes and he says, oh, now I'm trying to understand the real solution of your problem. You're in great trouble now actually. He said, yes, because also I'm seeing that just in order to maintain the cat, in order to maintain the cow, in order to maintain the calf, my time is more and more getting spent with these animals and I'm spending less time with my Bhagavad Gita. So this man said, yes, the solution is actually you must get married. If you get married, then all problems will be taken care of. You see, it's such a nice suggestion because not only your wife will take care of your animals, but she will also take care of your clothes, she will wash, she will prepare nice food for you, you will not have to bother, you will just all the day you will read and you will just get up once.
In the night if she will sleep, she will massage your feet also. Everything will be done. And you will have now more time to read Gita.
And then she can inspire you to read more Bhagavad Gita. And she can ask questions and you can answer. So he was very happy to hear the solution, but then he was thinking, how will I get a wife? Who would like to marry me? And then this man said, don't worry for that. As I helped you all through from your problems, I'll help you now also. And I know a girl who is just suitable for you. She's fit for you by all respects. She will understand your mind, your heart, your needs, and she will very nicely serve you.
Sometimes she will quarrel with you, no harm. And all qualities will be there, but she will be black. like this.
So the sadhu, he didn't say yes, but he noted yes, okay, this is very good. And then this man arranged, and then now he had a wife. So after having wife, things were looking that things are okay, but he realized after a few days that things were not okay. His wife was not pleased in many ways, and now he was in anxiety, but he couldn't stick around.
Five, six children.
Right. So gradually, due course of time, there were children.
Okay.
And now, if wife has to do something, then she would say to her husband, all day you're reading Bhagavad Gita. How will I take care of my children? I have to do so many things. Am I supposed to do whole thing and you're just supposed to read Bhagavad Gita? This is not the way. And the fact was, hardly he was reading Bhagavad Gita. He was not getting time to read Bhagavad Gita.
Only deep, but he wrapped and kept it and Al Mira.
So that was the solution. Now, then the situation became completely out of control. So he folded Bhagavad Gita, keep it in a cloth and then kept it on a shelf. And now he was completely engaged in the household life, taking care of children, one after another, problems of household life. Years after years went, and then one day when his Gurudev was traveling around, and then he came upon this place, and he was knowing that his disciple is near this village, so he thought, oh, let me go and see my disciple, how is he doing, how is his Krishna consciousness. So when he came upon, he noticed there wasn't that small hut or cottage which he had heard that his disciple used to live in. Instead, there was this little bit kind of house built up, and there were animals, cows, cats, and some children playing. So he wanted to inquire. Then one of the small kids, they came and inquired that there used to be a sadhu here. Said, I don't know, but this is my father and my mother. Said, okay. So then he took his Gurudev, the disciple's Gurudev, in the house, and Gurudev saw that his disciple was there, and he was surrounded with all his children and his wife and in the household affair completely entangled. And when disciple saw his Gurudev, he was so happy to see his Gurudev. He paid his obeisances, he fell flat on his feet and gave him asan and welcomed his Gurudev very nicely. And then after giving him asan, but Gurudev was just looking at the disciple that what has happened to him. And then inquired, disciple, what happened? What is this? Where is your Gita? Where is it gone? Right. So the Gurudev inquired from his disciples, what happened to you? I gave you Bhagavad Gita and you were knowing the philosophy and so nicely you were preaching. What is all this? What has happened? You were not reading Bhagavad Gita? Said Gurudev, it's a long story. I only tried to follow the instruction that I will try to follow the essence of Bhagavad Gita in my life, and in order to do that, the world of Gita has happened. Just by following the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. I said, how's that? He said, then he described the whole story. But what was the mistake in that story? His Gurudev had told him that whenever you are in any confusion, in any problem or in any trouble, you think of me and I'll be there to help you. But what the disciple did instead, the first time he was in problem, he didn't thought of his Guru. His Gurudev. Instead, he was looking for solutions somewhere else, how he can get rid of his problem. And then there was people who were completely engrossed in material conception of life, and they were not qualified to give, but he relied on these people, those who have desires to be in the material world, no conception of anavilasita shlok, what we just heard the definition before. So, taking to their instructions, he ended up in a completely household affair of life. And now, his Gurudev was there, and Gurudev again inspired him, and then he asked, now what do you want? You want this life? You want to be like this always? Or you really want to follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and come with me and don't waste your precious human form of life? And he was ready. He said, yes, Gurudev, I'm ready. Whatever you tell me, I'll follow without any doubt, and I will give my life completely to you. I surrender unto you 100%. And then Gurudev told him to give up his family life and come with him to preach and to again study the message of Bhagavad Gita.
So you should always remember this story. This story is following you. You are following this story. Your Gurudev gave you Harinam. Initiation. And what he told? That give up your sannyas, give up your brahmachari life and all these things, and you should marry. He has never told like this. And Sadguru cannot tell like this. But what we are doing, all these things. We are entangled in so many things, making position, or so many things, and giving from or chanting, remembering, Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pahadashivanam, Marchanam, and like falling, like of this, Varnasam Dharma. Swamiji has established Varnasam, Dev Varnasam Dharma in Nagari, here, there, in Canada also, Saranagati, here, there. But why he wanted? He wanted to establish something that devotee may come there. But they tangled there. No high class of association, that Pundarik told. So you should try to realize all these things. So Mahaprabhu told, it is external. Then Prabhu kahi ho bhajya, aage kaha aar, raya kahi krishne karma arpan sarva sabdesar. And he read a slok of Gita. Yat karosi jadatnasi jajhosi dadastap jat tapasyas kaunteya tad purusha madarpan. What meaning? Oh, give her. She is quite red.
This is external. You had better tell me some other name. Ramananda replied,
only Grihastha Ashram you will not do. If Grihastha Ashram, then be like Srinivas Acharya, Srivas Pandit. Be like Yudhishthira, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Draupadi. Be like Yadubhansi, there Jadav. And more you should be like Gopi. They were also householders. But how kind? What kind of? Always for Krishna, always for Krishna. Their life and soul was always. Always chanting, remembering for Krishna. What doing? If they are clearing house, what do I do? Govinda Damo Dharma. Oh, if they were sleeping, making sleep their children, Oh, sleep on pillow, not telling. Oh, Govinda Damo Dharma Dure Ki, Govinda Damo Dharma Dure Ki. Oh, anything doing in house, clearing, brooming, anything. Oh, what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dure Ki. Oh, sometimes that parrots, in morning they used to teach them what? Oh, you should say, Govinda Namo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Namo Dharamadaveti. It is cooking. Govinda Namo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Namo Dharamadaveti. It is churning. What? Yogurt. Govinda Namo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Namo Dharamadaveti. Nothing else. What? Govinda Namo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Namo Dharamadaveti. Like this, we prefer. So, you can be grihastha like this. Not that always, like what he told in his story. You think of all chanting, remembering. What? Oh, I'm going to job and to maintain my life. But what becomes? Always engaged. Even you cannot chant and remember Krishna. What to Govinda Ramo Dharmadhyati? So you should try to do like this. Meaning?
Ramananda replied, to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering to me.
What is Sita?
Ramananda Roy replied that from the verse of Bhagavad Gita all that you do, all that you give away in charity, any austerities you may perform should all be done as an offering to Krishna, that this would lead to the perfectional state of life.
Then? Oh, Vidya. Mahaprabhu told external.
So external.
Why?
Because it may be that what you're doing is for your sake, oh, you're trying to offer to Krishna, but it's not actually for Krishna, what Krishna wants you to do for him.
No. This is wrong. But what is harm if you are offering all these fruits or your activities to Krishna? It is very good.
Yeah.
You can do
like this.
Oh Krishna, what I have done as charities or what I am chanting, remembering, even you are going to Govardhan Parikrama and you can tell that, oh Krishna, I am offering my fruit of my Govardhan Parikrama to you. What is? What? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told? Can you tell? So you can tell. Don't do pranam at once. Sit.
There is some fault in this. What is that? There is so much false ego in this. The aham and mameti, I and mine, I am the proprietor. Something belongs to me, and out of my course of mercy, I am giving that to Krishna.
Understand? What is false there? There is nothing. I am servant of Krishna, I have offered myself. And the Lord has offered. I am of Krishna. What remaining is that? You are not doer. So, how you can offer to Krishna? Nothing is. So you should offer yourself. Then everything is offered to Krishna. Then nothing is remaining that you can. So this is false. Understand? Anyone? What I told? Yes?
I should offer myself first and then everything is offered to Krishna. So I have nothing to offer but myself. I cannot offer anything.
You are offering to Krishna, then what is meaning?
I offer my soul, my life and everything to Krishna.
But even if you are going to offer to Krishna all the fruits of your activities, what harm?
I'm not a doer. I'm not the proprietor of all these things. Krishna is the proprietor. Krishna.
Like your father has given your all kinds of property to you. Then you cannot say that, oh, I'm donating something for you to my father. You cannot do that because all the property was his. You can serve. So you can serve. This is wrong thing here. So you should try to realize all things. You are not doer. Krishna is full proprietor of all these things. You should offer yourself like Prahlad Maharaj. He offered himself. Then he, Nrisimhadev told, had a bone to me. He told, I am not a business person. I have not served you only to take something. So if I have any desire to have a boon, you should take it away. Then he told, even you should want. Then, oh, you should
forgive my father.
For my father. Oh, I have done. Again you should do. Then what he told? Oh, I have done your bhakti. So my bhakti should be divided to all. They should go to transcendental world. And I want to be here to suffer for them. Then he told that, you have defeated me. So anyone here about this pastimes of mine and yours, oh, they will be liberated. Moreover, like gopis, they are surrounded. So much that they are in the list of top surrendering. Even they can put their feet on the head of Krishna. Even they are so surrendered. If gopis are taking or his sakha is taking anything, they will not offer to Krishna. Why? They have offered themselves nothing to. Any devotee, you should not see that whether he is offering or not. He has offered, like Sukhdev Goswami, like others, like high class of Vaishnava. They cannot take anything. And they have offered themselves. And Krishna has accepted. So this Gita theory is external. And then he told, Sarvadharmana parityajyamam ekam saranam brajaham swam sarva papebho moksha ishyami. What is the meaning?
Bhagavad Gita 1866.
After this is Gita as it is. Also this explanation by Swamiji. You should try to realize what Mahaprabhu is telling. Go on.
After giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I will give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not worry. In this connection, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami instructs in his book, Manasiksha, Nidhamam Nadhamam Sutigana Niruptam Kilakuru, Prajay Radha Krishna Prachura Paricharyam Ihatanu. He has thus enjoined that we should not perform religious or irreligious activities as prescribed in the Vedas. The best course is to engage always in the service of Lord Krishna and Radharani. That is the perfection.
Radharani is calling? Why is he taking the name of Radharani here? Then you are not in his life. We should not tell the name of
Radharani.
Yes. But Swamiji everywhere is told like this. He never told that you should not treat tenth control. And you should not fear Ras Lila. But what he has told? For a lusty person, he cannot give up his lust. Then he can fear this tenth canto, especially Ras Lila, from any highly elevated devotee. Then lust may go. Otherwise it cannot go. Ras Lila is so strong, powerful than any Lila. And if not hearing, always he is reading Mahabharata. You know Mahabharata? Fighting with pain, Duryodhana and Durshasana, here, there, Arjuna. Weak Karna, Durshasana and all other Bhishma Pitamaha, always fighting. It will not do. So, always Srimad Bhagavanta. Then lust and everything will go automatically, very powerful. So Mahaprabhu telling, this essence of the and purpose of the Srimad Gita also, hence herself, Gita itself, is external. It cannot do. Why? Because the essence of Gita and purpose of Gita is Saranagati, up to Saranagati. And Saranagati only is the door of devotion of love. By reading Gita, you will be qualified to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Gita is a book of
ABC, of spiritual life.
Of school.
Primary.
Primary. And Srimad Bhagavatam what?
PhD.
D-Lit. For postgraduate. And then you can realize Srimad Bhagavatam. If you have not read Gita, you cannot. So this is the basic platform. So Gita is also essential to make platform. And after this, very sweet building of Vrindavan, where Radha and Krishna are there, you can search there. So Mahaprabhu is telling life, yoho bhajyaga kara. But time is so we are finishing our class. We will try to do it in morning or tomorrow evening. We have 3 classes more. So we will try to hear very patiently and try to follow. Not only hearing and giving up. Gau Pramanande. Any question? Abhirakho. Thank you. episode ke paas
nikunya rajendra bhanu nandini rajendra sunu sanate sada kare sapihama kripa kata kavajana
Thank you.
sangrame tada karishyasi hamam kripakata bhajanam vishnulokanam rapadma jarkite kimadrijapulomaja kirincha javaya kade
Oh. पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये. एनी प्रॉब्लम यू कैन रिमूव इट मोर. ओके, इन इंडिया वैष्णव very intelligent, and Rupa Goswami has done some regulations that in very cold days, these cold days, you should change your something. What? Not cold water to Thakurji. Some lukewarm. Not flowers for 3 months. Especially very cold. So at that time, woolen flowers are given, Thakurji. At that time, you should not give fine and chamar to Thakurji. Don't find. If you are in cold days and you are finding, then what will be? Then Krishna will be, how full is this? And not for only 1 minute. How much? Half an hour, and Krishna will be disturbed. It may be that he will have to fly away from there. But don't do that. Don't give so much cold tila. So much cold. So, like a baby, like a beloved, very senior is Krishna. So we should be careful for all these services to Krishna. Krishna is very soft, very sweet. So we should think that, oh, like beloved, like sometimes like a son for old ladies, and they know that Krishna is my father, and others like beloved, but in these things. So woolen flowers are given in India, Thakurji. I have not done bandana, I have done bandana. Oh, you should try to know that bhakti, what is bhakti? Everywhere we explain. Where there is asakti, attachment. Bhakti depends on attachment to Krishna. Attachment to Guru. Attachment to associates of Krishna. Attachment to Vrinda, all money associates of Krishna. No attachment, no pure bhakti. So there should be attachment. Yashoda Maiya is waiting for Krishna in evening time. And Krishna is playing with boys in Nandagaon, outside Nandagaon in a forest near Yashoda Kunda. And he is so much absorbed that he has forgotten to drink and to eat. Oh, so much object in playing. So many boys are there.
Dham, Sidham, Sudham, Vasudham, So Krishna, all Subal, Sakha, all are there. They are all of that influence. They have also forgotten to take anything. They also forgot that Krishna may be hungry. Nothing.